Module 3.
In today's topic, I want to go over a few techniques that can help you from being distracted by your telephone. Yes, that cell phone that you carry around with you every day. Because right now, as I'm preparing this podcast, my cell phone is face down on my desk right now as I speak. And even though it's on vibrate, even though it's face down, guess what? Even though I'm not even holding the phone, it is still a distraction. It's still a distraction. Because guess what? Even though you have this phone, like maybe it's in your pocket, in your purse. Perfect example. I was in church today and my phone was in my purse. Okay, my phone was in my purse and all I wanted to do, I didn't have my watch on me today, and all I wanted to know was the time. And do you know that when I picked up my phone out of my purse to look at the time, 10 minutes later, I'm responding to an email. Like really, it can be your greatest distraction. And especially when I'm trying to get things done, whether it's around the house, on my computer, whatever it is, my phone can be my greatest distraction. And I know I'm not alone in this. I know good and well I'm not alone in this. And so this week, because today is Monday, I want you to get off on a fresh start. This is what I want you to do. I want you to write down these few techniques that I'm about to go over very briefly that can help you save some time on your phone. Today, I have a things to do list, and I have some things that I really need to get out of the way. I have to make sure I get them done and tackle these goals this week before the week proceeds. But I cannot get them done effectively if I'm distracted by my cell phone. I mean, that's just point blank. And I am a true advocate of getting things done, setting goals, preparing for your future, preparing for the week and for the things ahead. But you cannot do it when you are distracted by the smallest things, such as your phone. So the first technique or the first tip that I suggest that you use on your phone, let's say you're in school. You may be in school, college, taking up some courses, whatever it is, studying for a certification. Maybe you're in the process of writing a book. I don't know what it is that you're doing, but starting this week, don't allow this cell phone to get you behind. Okay. You've got to log off. You've got to make a decision and discipline your mind. I talked about in last week's episode on how we refuse to discipline ourselves. We keep our dreams so small because we don't want to discipline ourselves. We don't want to get uncomfortable and change some habits in our lives. And sometimes the greatest habit is picking up that phone and logging on to apps and emails and responding to everyone and everything and wasting time and not getting the right things done that needs to be done. So the first tip or technique that you can do to allow your phone not to be a distraction this week is turn the phone off. That's an option. You can turn the phone off. You've got to set some time in your day this week that you're going to work specifically on one thing. If it's cleaning out a closet and you want to get this done this week, I suggest that you turn the phone off, turn on some music from your CD player, your iPad, whatever it is, turn it on your television, the music, but turn the phone off and get the closet done, because you've been putting it off. And the only way you're going to get it done is if you turn the cell phone off and get it done. I'm telling you this by experience. Or the second option, silence your phone. Now you can silence your phone. And I know with the iPhone, I have an iPhone. And with the iPhone, you can silence your phone. You can put it on vibrate. But I know that many of us, when we hear that vibrating, that buzzing sound, we go directly to the phone. And once you check that text message or you're checking that telephone call, guess what? Now you're in Facebook. Now you're on Periscope because you got a notification that somebody just went live on Facebook or Periscope. It may have been me. And because of that buzzing sound, it has led you to waste 20, 30, 40 minutes on your cell phone. And I'm serious about this. This happens because it has happened to me. Third option, how many of you, which I know you can't answer on this podcast, but I know many of you, maybe there's a project that you're focusing on, or you're at work and you're just trying to get some things, your responsibilities done while you're at work. Because I know that at work, it's the hardest time to get your tasks done. It's so difficult, like having a regular job, sitting at a desk and you go to work to do work, but you never get work done. Yes, it happens to me all the time. And what you have to realize is that everybody has a different agenda. So the time that you're setting aside to study and read, somebody else is not thinking about that. Everybody, they're on their own agenda. So if they're thinking, hey, I need to call so-and-so, who cares if so-and-so is reading or studying, but I need to know if she's going to spinning class or if she's coming to aerobics class or whatever it is. And then you get that text message or you get that phone call and you're easily distracted. So the third thing you need to do is begin to block numbers, especially those annoying bill collectors that call your phone on a daily. It's like they wake up and on their agenda, they are saying, I need to be your pest today. I need to distract you all day long and bug you about this bill that you have never paid, that you continue to neglect. I need to distract you and let you know about what you owe to the IRS or whatever it is. Whatever it is, these people wake up and it's like they are destined to distract you. This is what they get up and this is their vision. This is their assignment. And it really is because they get paid to do this. This is what bill collectors get paid to do. But guess what? You have the option to block those numbers out. Yes, I encourage you strongly to pay your bills. Seriously, pay your bills. Seriously, attend to your credit and take care of your responsibilities. But when it's time for you to tackle some goals this week, when it's time for you to get serious about maybe working out and toning and getting into yourself, maybe it's prayer and meditation, you need to block out those people that continue to call you on a consistent basis. And I'll give you a perfect example. At times when I'm podcasting, or let's say I'm studying for a message, you know, to speak or anything like that, it seems as though there's certain people that call me at those peak hours of the day. It never fails. In the morning time, I won't go over my daily ritual, my daily routine, but there's a specific time during the day that this particular person continuously calls or texts me. And I've had to love the person dearly, appreciate them in my life, but I've had to block their number from my phone at that particular time that I'm praying or meditating or studying and preparing for the day, because they are easily distracting me at that moment. And it's like at least 3 or 4 times a week. And even though you know, it's not offensive to them because they don't have to know that you're blocking the number, but you need to block those numbers out so that you can continue the flow for the week. There's nothing worse that I hate than having an unproductive week. And so I'm encouraging you to either turn the phone off, silence the phone would be the last thing that I would encourage, because even though you silence the phone, really silencing means putting your phone on vibrate, you're still going to be distracted. So block the numbers. That's one other way. Block the numbers so they're no longer a distraction. The fourth technique is move your phone. Move your phone. If you are downstairs in your office working, or maybe in the garage working on a big project or whatever it is that you do, and your phone is an easy distraction for you, put that phone up away. Go put it away in the house. If you're working out, leave the phone in the gym, in the locker, and work out. That's what you went to the gym to do. Not text and talk on the phone and get the latest news. If you went to the gym to tone, to work out, to lift weights, then do just that. That's not the time to be sociable on your phone. Just saying, move your phone. Get it far away from you. I'm encouraging you to do that if you want to get things done and you want to see results this week. The next thing, put it on do not disturb, which is my favorite, 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 favorite suggestion. On the iPhone, there's a do not disturb option in your settings. And what I do is when I'm in a meeting, podcasting as I'm doing right now, so that I'm not getting any phone calls, I have the option to turn my phone on do not disturb. And do not disturb, you can actually, let's say you're in a meeting or you're doing something, you know, pertaining to your job or your work, or whatever it is. Maybe you're tending to customers or you're online on a conference call, whatever it is, you can turn your phone on do not disturb. But you can select the people that you don't mind calling you. For instance, when I'm in meetings and I'm very focused on a particular thing and I know that I need to be in contact with my children or with my husband, they are the only people, or my staff, from time to time, my staff, but my children and my husband are the only people that I don't put on do not disturb when I really, those are the people that can disturb me. Unless I'm at home, they know, don't play. This is mommy's work time. You cannot play with mommy right now. I am going to play with you and spend time with you, but not right now. Mommy needs to get this work done today. So that's what I do. But in my meetings, when I'm meeting with clients, I specifically turn my phone on do not disturb unless it's from my husband or my children. And you have that option. You can even, you know, I hate chain or those text messages when everybody, they text, somebody texts you and 50 other people, and now you're getting 50 or 49 other people texting you back saying, who is this? Oh, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. And you're like, who are these people that keep, that my phone keep lighting up for? Well, you can turn that text message, that whole conversation, to do not disturb, because it can be a distraction. And I'm very grateful for that that option on in the settings in the iPhone. So it really, really works. That's my favorite. That's my top favorite. The next one, put it on airplane mode. Okay, airplane mode is not just for when you're on the airplane. It's for those times when you need to pray. When you need to pray and you need to meditate, you need to, you know, just get into a place of serenity, turn that phone on airplane mode. That way you're not even tempted to get on the internet, because the airplane mode disables the internet and Wi-Fi. So you can't do anything in airplane mode that has anything to do with, you know, the internet or Wi-Fi or making phone calls or your data, anything. So turning on airplane mode would be my second best option. But there's times that I'm in the gym and all I want to hear is my music or my podcast. You know, if I'm listening to a podcast or anything like that, I just turn it on do not disturb. That way, if I'm in the gym, the only people I want to hear from is who? My kids, my husband, and every now and then my staff. So yeah, the next one, the last one, is remove those extra apps. I had to remove all games, you know, games that you may play while you're sitting in the doctor's office, or, you know, you're just bored or whatever it is. I've had to remove those apps off of my phone because those apps were a distraction for me. Not only were they a distraction for me, I've wasted so much time. There are times I do this twice a month. Did you hear me? Twice a month. I remove all of my social media apps off of my phone because those are times twice a month that I'm planning for the next month. I'm planning, I'm doing something, you know, maybe meeting some deadlines. I remove all of my apps from my phone that I use for social media. I don't care. I know that there are ways that, you know, you can turn off your notifications with your apps or whatever, but it's easier for me to turn off the notifications and go right back in there and turn them back on. It takes more work for me to go into applications, download, wait for it to download, enter my password to the app. It takes more time. So what I'm thinking is, hey, I'm not going to waste time, you know, putting this stuff back on my phone. I'm just going to finish my project or finish what I'm doing. And then when I'm done, then I'll download them back on my phone. I would rather do that, go through that trouble to downloading them back, then going through the trouble of not completing my task or my goals for that day. I'm telling you, this week can be an epic week for you. You can kill and knock down those goals today, this week, in this hour. Stop making excuses. Discipline your mind and your body to work together and do what you need to do to tackle those goals. If you need to prep, today is Food Prep Monday, and today we prep. We prep our food. What do I do when I prep my food? I turn my phone on Do Not Disturb. I listen to my Pandora or my podcast, and I am prepping for the first 4 or 5 days, or 3 or 4 days, and I am effective. Nobody just wants to be busy. You need to be effective. I don't care how much you have on your plate. It's about how much you knock off of your plate that counts. Okay? So I hope that you all take these techniques, take them into consideration, get some things done, get these things done for 2016. There are some things that you have on your list that you said you were going to do last year that now you have them on your list this year. Let's get busy.